that you affect our lives and that you will not allow us to leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Wow. You may be seated, please, in the presence of the Lord. Genesis chapter 2. How to find your life's work. The bottom line of what we are talking about is that what we are doing now in our lives are not our life's work. God did not create us to be doing what we are doing. If you go to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 19, the Bible says, "And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam," Janela, "to see what he," Adam, "would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof." Can you imagine how long it took Adam, and how probably boring, if you want to look at it, it was for Adam to name every single animal on earth? You would think that giraffe is a name that was given by the Englishman, but Adam gave the giraffe giraffe, maybe in some language. Can you imagine working for God in naming animals? So Adam looked at the lion. He said, "No, your head is too big. We'll call you lion." He looked at the monkey. He said, "You're too ugly. So we'll call you monkey." He named every single animal on earth. There was no 8 to 5 clocking time. There was no lateness. There was no PTA, Parent Teacher Association. There was no... The other day, somebody came home with a school juice and school biscuit. A box of school biscuit. Hey, we are wasting money. That the children, they don't have food to eat. So when they come to school, they get juice, milk, then juice, and biscuit. Hey! It is there not being used. Because one of my boys went to help somebody somewhere in a school, and his thank you was a box of school biscuits. I'll tell Granger. And I'm sure that is not the only place. I'm sure most of the schools, the HMs and all these people, they take the juice home. Job, you agree with me? Yeah. Or their children don't buy juice and the biscuit. Tabco. Passion cherry. Guava. Topco juice. How can my child buy... why should I buy juice for my child when I am in charge of school juice? And it's taxpayers' money and I pay tax too. Tell me why. I'm sure the teachers eat some of the biscuits sometimes. Yeah. For snack. Because how do you determine who to give the biscuit and the juice to? Do you give it to everybody? Do you give it to everybody? Please stand. I'm sure you're a little familiar with the system. Do you give it to everybody?
Everybody.
Everybody. Including those whose parents can afford.
Yes.
Oh, so then it's not fair.
It's fair. We give everybody. We don't want to discriminate in no form or fashion.
It's waste of money.
I think so too. They should take that money and give us better salaries.
I agree with you. Yeah. Maybe if you give them the money, they will take care of the children well. Because, I mean, if somebody can afford for their children, then what happens? Of course, you can't take them out. So they are children. If you give one, you don't give the other, you may cause children to become a little... I don't know whether we should not evaluate that system and see whether we are not doing something wrong. I'm sure if you were to look at the amount of money we spent on juice and biscuit, and you'd be surprised it to be in the millions, hundreds of millions, the whole country. God did not create us to become sharers of biscuits and juice. But the question here is that, how can you find your life's work? Somebody said, if we die and there's nothing after death, then animals are better than human beings. Because when animals, some animals, when they die, we eat them. So an animal dies and it brings happiness to somebody. Whereas when we die, it's all sorrow. Because you can't eat the dead body of your grandmother. You can't eat your auntie's body. It would have been nice if you could chop them up and eat. They are cannibals though, but Brian, it would be nice. If our grandparents, when they die, we just, hey, please come. I got enough meat. Come, let we eat. Grandmother Corey. Grandmother Pepper Pot. Grandmother Day in the Pot. It would be fantastic. But there's life after death. So when we die and we smell and we decay, that's not a problem because there's something else we've gone into. I mean, Bishop said it very nicely. I never thought about it. And I think it was it's a very, very nice way of saying it. He says that all dead people are alive. Yeah. Don't we think that when people die, they are dead? No, all dead people are alive. You know, Blue Boy or Boy Blue, he's alive. He's not dead though. Don't go to the cemetery and say, Oh boy, Blue, I missed you. Baby. No, he's alive somewhere. You'll be surprised. You can't just see him and hear him. He's alive. Don't go and paint the tomb. Give that money to the church. You want to make La Repentée look nice? Make the church rather look nice. Because the guy is not in the tomb. The grandmother that you go every year, every time to go and make to whitewash the tomb, he's not there. He's somewhere else. If only you knew where he was. You spend that money to do something else so that you don't end up going to that place. All dead people are alive. Because, again, Bishop says it very nicely. He says that the Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die and after death, judgment. So it means that you have to be alive to be judged. You can't judge dead people. So you have to be alive to be judged after death. So all dead people are alive. So if you think that a dead person, somebody dies and then they come back. No. Who told you you can come back? You are judged when you die and you go to a certain destination. You either go to hell or you go to heaven. There's no coming back, skipping the system to come back into anything. There's nothing like that. It's a deception. You are judged, and when you are judged, you are either found guilty or innocent. When you are found innocent, you are given somewhere. When you are guilty, you are also given somewhere. That's what it is. That's as we do here in prison. That's how it is. You are sentenced to something, life, something, or not. There is life in hell or life in heaven. Are you with me? So our life's work here is to find that thing that brings joy. Because I can tell by looking at, I can close my eyes and see all the things that we are doing here on earth is not bringing us the joy that we need. Look at Stabroek Market people. I have church members who used to sell at Stabroek Market. Moving them. They broke down, something shop, they call it what? Something. Dress shop. And it's become a problem. Why should they not break down the shop? When you break down the place, you see how original the place looks like without the shop there. Place look clean and nice. Because, you see, the work here on earth is not what God has created you to have. That's why they can break your shop. Now, they are going to have a series of law court cases, this, that, they break down your fridge, it's going to bring your brokenheartedness. When you wake up in the morning, you and I will go again because you are this. Is this what life is about? When you go to work and people jealous you, people doing obia, some little position you have, people are lying upon you, people are doing obia, people are telling people something to come. Oh, is that your life's work? Then life is not worth living. That's how come people kill themselves, because when they realize that, is this life? Is this what I am here living? Is this? That's why they kill themselves. Because when they look around, there's no hope. But we as Christians, this is not all. This is not it. There's something better. There's something more valuable than what we are presented with around us. You are quiet. You don't understand what I'm preaching about. And that's what God wants you to find. So that you will enjoy your life's work. How do you find it? We were talking about work, isn't it? How many did we go through? 4, 5, 3. Know that work is better than rest, because God worked 6 days and rested one day. We're looking at, you know, when you look at work, you have to first understand what work is and what you must do about work before we move on. We say, number two, understand why too much rest is a negative thing. Number three, know that happiness at work is one of the gifts of God. Happiness at work is the gift of God. There's nothing like you go to work and you are happy. There's nothing like that. Many of us go to work, we are not happy. We just go there for the money. You're waiting for the time. Pastor Isan.
No happiness.
Waiting for the time to check out. Praise the Lord. You're waiting for the time to check out, isn't it? Yeah. Waiting for the time to check out. I'm free. You don't allow, you look at the watch. You close at 4 o'clock. By 3 o'clock, you start looking at the clock. 3:30. 3:45. By 3:50, 3:55, yeah. You go and stand at the door. You want it to be, you clock and you check out. And you feel free. In the morning, when you wake up, you just shake your head. You say, if it's not because of my rent, that's why you should pay rent. If you don't pay rent, it's not good, though. It's not good not to pay rent. Shorty, you understand what I'm telling you? You're skinning your teeth? Look at how, that's why you have Guyana nails. Jubilee nails. We must find the Jubilee Boktok and buy some more. Brian. Because when you look and you see the burdens that we have on earth, that's what makes you go to work. The children we have, the school fees, the books, the shoes, the food, the light bill, the water bill. GPL alone, you want to have money. I tell you. They say they've reduced the... Me, I'm not seeing it, though. Me seeing it. Sister Charlotte, do you see it? I'm done. Bill comes. Sir, but this is how they used to charge me. If it was 10,000, when I get 5,000 next month, then I say, okay, this has been reduced. Now when it's 10,000, you come and bring it 8,950. Hey. Say, hello, I'm all, come on, it's 10,000. Yeah. So to get up and go to work, exciting. It's not like that. People who have shops on Regent Street and all of that doing business, they are always afraid. Look, don't you see the TV cameras and things that are there? All the cameras and the TV. One shop, have about 20 cameras. Every row you go, you look at it, you see that you're on the TV. So I have to say, hi. Be monitored everywhere. There's no peace in trying to even make money. As you are making money, somebody just gets up and it comes and then just spoils your work. I heard they beat up some two people. Prince said one of them is his neighbor. Atlantic Gardens. Yeah. CG. Wow. I said, they are lucky to be alive. Ghana, you don't live. Ghana, we don't, man. You don't want to thief in Ghana. Because Ghana, we don't disturb police. We allow police to rest. We are the police. Canola, we are the police. So, we have the evidence, not the police. Police can't have evidence. You see how they let people go because there's no evidence? When you were thieving, I saw he. Not you, the policeman. Why should I give him to you? The policeman will take him to court and they say, oh, there's no evidence. Look at cases. Does this hike, was it this magistrate and the land court magistrate or something, and her husband in somewhere on the East Coast? Some people went there and stole and beat them up very cruelly. This case is still in court. Now, some of them are denying and all kinds of things. Look at Saul, Minister Saul. 10 years now, they said they're going to open up the case. Somebody comes into your house, kills you, your siblings who have come from abroad to come and celebrate Christmas with you. They come and shoot all of them. 10 years! That's how somebody stabbed their brother-in-law over some argument or something. Is this the world and the life? You never get justice. So I have seen people burn people alive in Ghana. Thieves. I saw one day, I tell you, I was young. I think I was in my teenage years. They beat the guy up. They put two tires, car tires over him and set it up. Hey, that's your end. When police comes, you're burned into charcoal. Who did it? Nobody. Nobody tell you whoever did it. The person is dead. Next time. And these are people who just come and try and, you know, thief people's like that. Oh, this is no bandit coming to take your money. Oh, money where? So can you imagine if you are to come in for money, what they will do to you? That's why people like stealing around here. Because we don't kill them. Beat you up. Kill you. Drag you like that. They drag you through the streets of the... You will not thief again. And in Ghana, when you say thief, everybody comes out though. It's not here when you say thief. Everybody day in the corner. Everybody day in their corner. Thief! And that's what helped these two guys who were arrested in Atlantic Gardens. When the woman said, thief, 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 everybody came out. And I heard somebody drove into them. They were on their motorbike trying to run away. And somebody drove his car into them. They fell. So they had a gun. They couldn't use it. And they got them. If I was there, I'll play football. Hey! I tell you. One day I was at home, and I saw a lady running in front of the house. The boy, the boy! Some Indian lady. The boy, what about? He take my bag. He snatched my bag. He snatched my bag. The lady alone on the street, you know, in front of where I live. And Fitz, where's Fitz? Fitz was reading around the area at that time. Some young boy or whoever has taken the woman's back and was walking like nothing has happened. And because of where I live, the place is quiet and people are in their corners. Nobody is minding this lady. So I said, Fitz, go and help the lady. Fitz, look at me. I mean, how can you be weeding and this woman is passing and she's hollering, the boy, they take my boy, and you are just weeding. You don't care. You drop the machine. Where is he? I had to shout. I said, foo, foo. And he followed the woman and then they managed to get the guy and take the bag back. I said, that's how you do. You help one another. Yes, I guess not my business. No. In Ghana, it's our business. You come to our area, it's our business. You hear thief, you are out. You help. But I'm talking about life's work, really, that if this is really what we are doing here, it's not worth it. Somebody come and steal your things. And he said, you have your things outside in your house, and then somebody just snatching and runs away. Something little, you're trying to make some little money. What kind of life is this? Amen. You must know the things that take away the joy of work. It is possible to work without craving for leave. I think we looked at that, isn't it? Hey, people look forward to leave, a leave passage. Say, next month I'm going on leave. People look forward to leave. Some leaves, you should be careful, because when you go for leave, by the time you come back, somebody has come to take your position. Yeah, so even leave, some people are not comfortable to go on leave. That's why many people, when they are going on leave, they take some documents with them. You can never find it until they come back. There are several companies, once you go and then somebody's on leave, you will not get through with something. And so the person in charge is on leave. It's amazing. We experience something like that where Calvin works. Something that we're supposed to take into them. When they said the person is on leave. What? So, you gotta come back. Because when a person goes on leave, the person goes with the work. Because if you leave the work behind, somebody will do it. Next time when you come, it's like you are not needed anymore. So, no. So, how do you do this? No, you leave it. I'll do it. I'll fix it. Nobody wants to show you how to do nothing. Because if you learn how to do it, you'll be enjoying from what they've been. The little pass, the little thing that people pushing or under the desk. You'll be the one who'll be enjoying it. Keep searching till you find your life's work. Decide to work rather than to play or to rest. 8 ways to identify your life's work. Number 1, that's what we're dealing with. Your life's work will give a new meaning to your life. Which means, or which tells me, that the meaning we think we have now in the work we are doing is not the real meaning. And if you understand what I'm saying, if you think you have a meaning to what you do now in life, you are wrong. It's like having babies, Jessica.
Hey.
It's like having babies. When the women, when they have babies, that's the end of the story. Not so? Huh? It's baby kuchi 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 kuchi. Kuchi kuchi kuchi. Look at how she's holding her son like that. Oh. Now the man can rest himself. You should come and see Kechi with your son. What? I'm sure when you pass, she'll not even see you. I tell you, if you like, try and see. You smiling? When you pass, yes, Shawin, yeah, good day. Nobody has come into the house. You have to ask for your food. You say, but I mean, you know how this baby got me the whole day. Man, I mean, get a chance for cook. Man, why are you coming buy bread, man? This boy got me in a what? Yeah, something. Get me in something. Get me in a. In a gear, got me in a gear, man. I mean, must bring some bread, man. Bring some Chinese. Yeah. The meaning you think you have is not the meaning God has for you. Your life's work will bring and give a new meaning to your life. I believe this is my life's work. That's why we are so serious about what we do. So if you don't find this as your life's work, that's why you find it a border. You find it a disturbance. You find it too much. If you are asked to partake of this life's work, it's my life's work. When Anita doesn't realize that it is her life's work too, then anything I ask Anita to, man, Rev, today too? Am I tired? Today holiday, we gotta come to church too. By the way, holiday, we are coming. On 26th, we are meeting here at 2 o'clock. We are going to protest against the devil. So 26th, Thursday 26th, there's no satellite church. We all meet here at 2 o'clock. Please come. Because when we ask you to come, you don't come. Come. We're going to go. We have some placards. Heaven or hell. That's what we can contribute to the Jubilee celebration. As they've come in, who will take them there? Is the pilot or God? They don't think about that, you know. They got to think about it. Once we're able to do that, we'll be satisfied. We had the Harbor Bridge yesterday. You can't believe people. Somebody stand and watch you like this. Say, I've never seen something like this in Guyana before. Never seen something like this in Guyana before. Like if there's no Christian in Guyana. There are no Christians around. Every Christian is church, inside church Christian. Because as we're standing by the Harbor Bridge, we see our church members going to the stadium, docking in the taxi, docking. Yeah, docking. Docking. Yeah, in the bus. Docking. Because they are not bold to show and say. You see, when it's your life's work, you there is a different meaning. You come, you don't want to go. You clock in, you don't want to clock out. If you have to sleep, you sleep. A different meaning comes. Now, I for example, myself, I find it very, very difficult to travel. Even though traveling is part of my job. As a pastor here in Guyana, traveling is part of my job. I'm supposed to be traveling almost every other month. It's in Guyana and outside Guyana. But I find it a little difficult to travel. Because I enjoy doing this thing here that I'm doing here. Even though you don't enjoy it. Even though you don't like it. Even though when we say we give you a little bit of it to enjoy, you don't even see the need and the essence. And that's what happens. Color, that's what it is. If you find that life's work, it will add a different meaning to you. You'll be very surprised. One bishop used to tell me, when you leave Europe, bishop used to tell me, Collins, you do far better if you leave Europe. I didn't understand it. Anytime I meet him at the airport and he's going to, say, Collins, if you leave Europe, you do better. And I believed it. That's why I left Europe. If you do God's work, you do better.
Amen.
I didn't say amen. Say yes, Reverend. Sitting out there and teaching them Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, yes, yeah, in the beginning. That's not enough. We are not at nursery school. You are not HM here. I'm the HM, not you. When you find your life's work a new and a different meaning, you'll be surprised. People say, Kala, man, these days, me hearing from you at all. Girl, I busy. Busy what? Say, how can church keep you so busy? Man, you don't understand, man. You don't understand. You don't understand. People wonder how come some of us are so much into church. And then, so you better don't tell them you need some little money. They'll say, why the church ain't giving you nothing? The church ain't paying you? Why you spend your time in church like the church ain't got money for give you? Jedidiah. They ask you, are you sure? It's not some girl. Some boy. Yeah, people start coming to the church and their husbands, their fellas think that they have found a guy in the church because they can't seem to understand why there is a different meaning to their lives. It's like all along we're here, we sit down, we watch TV, we play domino and all them things. All of a sudden, I'm looking for a mean getting you. Like now your joy and your time is being spent with somebody somewhere. I ain't understand. Something gotta be wrong. I gotta come to the church and look for that boy. And they come, they realize that there's no boy. There's only it gotta be the pastor. God, he looks like the boy. He's on the one on stage. Let's find somebody and blame. But it's not a pastor. a new meaning. Yeah, many of you, Sunday, you don't miss church. Not because if you miss church, you have to pay a fine or anything. But church adds a new meaning to your life. Yeah. When you find your life's work, you will give a new meaning to your life. Amen. King Solomon had all the money in the world, yet he said, vanity of vanities. All is vanity. Number two, we're closing. Your life's work is something God has called you to. Your life's work is something that God has called you to. So don't be mistaken and say, oh, my life's work is helping Guyana. My life's work is joining APNU. When Barat went around walking around the other day, I hear somebody say, it has taken you 23 years to come and walk around. Barak, you like trouble, man. Just stay in the corner, quiet. You're going to walk around the place to find out where the people are. Okay. The people sorted him out. somebody said he's Pharaoh. Let my people go. Then he says, oh, it's political. It's political. It's the coalition that's behind all these things. People suffered. You made people suffer. A lady said that. I think when he asked, you know, what how they are doing, the lady said that, well, I don't like how things are, they are treating me, but I better live under these people than under you. Yeah. So I prefer to be under this government than under your government. What they are doing to us is not so nice, but I prefer to be under this government than be under your government. They're playing outside there. And lo and behold, he was with one of the prominent ministers of the country who has not found his life work as yet. Because it looks like politics is what is giving him a new meaning in life. God does not give us politics. You want to go around and walk around Starbrook and for people to humiliate you and insult you? Is that God's work? I rather get insulted for preaching. Yesterday, when we went to the Harbour Bridge, I wanted to go and stand in the middle of the road. But this traffic cop was in the middle of the road. So when I moved there, he said, I said, bye. I don't feel like being arrested today. I would have stayed here so that you arrest me. So I moved. I wanted to stand in the middle of the road with my placard like that. And I said, he's the boss man, so he's standing in the middle of the road. So when he saw me there, he said, I don't think I want to be arrested today. So just go and stand right there in my corner. There is a different meaning to life than what you're experiencing. But you got to find it. Comes when God, you find that work. And it's God who gives you your life's work. Noah was given just the ark to build. It must have been boring. We will say boring, but if you come and see Noah nailing a grooving tongue to a grooving tongue, a green heart to a green heart, bending and nailing and whatever, sawing and hacksawing and all kinds of things. You look around. That's how people would see him and say, this guy is wasting his time. There's something wrong with him. And they didn't know that Noah was excited because God had called him to build the ark. And their pastor, somebody, does he call himself a pastor? Esther. Somebody was passing by. We are still waiting for him to build a church next door. The guy who owns the land next door. He said, he passed one day, we were speaking in tongues, and he said, these people crazy. Because we hear shalabalabala. He passed and he said, we are crazy. He said, he's going to build a church next door. We will see what church is. 500 seats in this small place here. Yeah. He doesn't even have an understanding of seating. Look at our big place. We can't seat 500. Does he know what 500 is? In that small place? He's going to fill the trench and go to the back there. Yeah, send to the market. He said that we are crazy. We are speaking in tongues. That's not how to do it. He's coming to build a church next door and show us what church is. He should come. We are ready. He should come and build a church there. When he's preaching, I'm preaching. It's okay. We'll see whose members will go to whose church. Yeah. His members will jump the wall and come. They say, this church is nicer than that church. Your life's work is what God gives you. I pray you find your life's work. It will bring such a great joy to you whilst you live here on earth. Stand to your feet, please. Let's pray. To be pleasing you, pleasing you, and that is all I really want to do. To be pleasing you. That is all I really want to do. Let that be your prayer this afternoon. To be pleasing you. Pleasing you. That is all I really want to do. To be pleasing. Father, we thank you so much for speaking to our hearts. Thank you for opening our eyes. Thank you for what you're doing with us. I pray that, Lord, we will find that life's work, that meaning that we're looking for, that has made us go into all kinds of things. Let us find that meaning. It only comes from you. I give you praise and I give you glory. In Jesus' name.
You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name. Amen.